Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome to Studio Classroom. Look up into the sky. What do you see? Well, maybe if it's the right day, you'll see what we're talking about today.
We are talking all about the moon, and specifically something that happens once in a while. Our article is called Standing in the Shadow of the Moon. I didn't know that was possible, Garrett.
Apparently it is. This is a phenomenon that doesn't happen all that often. It'll look like it's nighttime in the middle of the day.
Well, friends, I'm excited to find out all about this. So let's get started with our first reading right now.
Standing in the Shadow of the Moon. Are you ready for the eclipse? The warm, bright afternoon slowly darkens as if sunset were approaching. Birds begin flying in abnormal patterns, unsettled by the sudden dimming of light. Then, the sun vanishes behind the moon, plunging the sky into unnatural darkness. The temperature drops, and a few bright stars sparkle. Minutes later, sunlight begins to return. This brief transformation of day into night was caused by a total solar eclipse.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack.首先来看 transformation 这个名词，它是动词 transform 加上后缀 ation， 意思是改变或是转变。譬如 ，The small town experienced a major transformation after new businesses opened, bringing more job opportunities to the area。随着新商家的开幕，带来更多工作机会后，这座小镇经历了重大的转变。动词 transform 的意思是改变或使改观。譬如 regular exercise and healthy eating can transform your energy level, mood, and overall health. 规律运动和健康饮食能改善活力水平、情绪以及整体健康。transform 的形容词是 transformative， 意思是带来重大变化的、产生根本变化的。譬如The trip abroad was a transformative experience that changed her perspective on life and increased her confidence and independence. 这次海外之旅改变了她的人生观，增强了她的自信与独立性。
So, what is this amazing phenomenon that can happen up in the sky? We call it an eclipse.
An eclipse, friends, is when one object covers another up in the sky.
For example, many people like to watch a solar eclipse. Now, what covers another thing? Here we're talking about the moon.
That's right. And we see a question here in our article. Are you ready for the eclipse?The warm, bright afternoon slowly darkens as if sunset were approaching.
Birds begin flying in abnormal patterns, unsettled by the sudden dimming of light.
Okay, let's talk about what we mean when we read flying in abnormal patterns. Something that is abnormal, friends, is not normal or it's unusual.
For example,You might say the weather feels abnormal today. Maybe it's especially hot or especially humid.
So we see here that when an eclipse is happening, sometimes birds will fly in abnormal patterns. They fly in a way that is different from what is usual.
Yeah, it's like the birds can tell what is about to happen. And this is as the light is dimming. If the light is dimming, it's becoming less bright.
Let's use that word dimming in a sentence. As the movie began, the lights began dimming.
Okay, let's continue on in our article. Then the sun vanishes behind the moon, plunging the sky into unnatural darkness.
I love that verb, plunging. This means suddenly throwing something into a new state or condition. This is something that happens very, very quickly.
Let's try and use that in another sentence. The storm came, plunging the town into chaos.
So what's happening here with this eclipse is that the sun is vanishing behind the moon, and the entire sky gets dark. It's plunged into unnatural darkness.
It's unnatural because it happens at a time when it's not normally dark out. The temperature drops, and a few bright stars sparkle.
So it sounds like the sky gets so dark, you can even see stars.
Yeah, that is amazing. Normally, you can't do that when the sun is shining out because there's just too much light.
But the situation is different during an eclipse. We read on, minutes later, sunlight begins to return. So this is something that is only lasting for a few minutes.
Yeah, it doesn't last for a long time. It's not like a full day. It's only for that time when the moon is in the right position. And the sun is as well.
That's right. We have one more sentence to read in this section, friends. This brief transformation of day into night was caused by a total solar eclipse. Now, we read earlier that the sun is vanishing behind the moon. We call this a solar eclipse.
Yeah, solar here, that word refers to the sun. The sun is covered up by the moon, and not just a little bit, but fully. That's why we call it a total solar eclipse.
Some eclipses aren't total eclipses. Maybe you would have just part of the sun being obscured. That would be a partial eclipse.
Yeah, I believe part of this depends on where you are in the world. Different people will see it slightly differently.
Yeah. All right, friends, we're going to learn more about this in a few moments. First, let's go on to our next reading.
Standing in the Shadow of the Moon. High schooler Francesca Gigante described the 2024 total solar eclipse she watched, saying, "Totality, especially without clouds, is the most beautiful experience I have ever witnessed."
The judge considered the totality of the evidence before making a decision that would affect everyone involved in the case. 法官先考量了所有证据，才做出会影响本案所有相关人员的裁决。相关的副词是 totally, 意思是完全的、彻底的。譬如 John was totally surprised when he discovered that his grandfather had left him a large inheritance.John 得知祖父留给他一大笔遗产时感到十分讶异。另外名词 subtotal 是在字首加上 sub。subtotal 的意思是小计或部分和。譬如 The cashier calculated the subtotal of the items before adding tax, and the final price appeared on the screen. 收银员先小计了商品的金额，再加上税金，最终的价格显示在荧幕上。
Friends, have you ever seen a total solar eclipse? It really is an amazing thing to see. Now, let's go and hear from someone who's seen one before.
Okay, well, we are talking to a high schooler here. And how do we say this name, Garrett? I believe this is an Italian name.
Yeah, a bit of an Italian name. We have high schooler Francesca Gigante described the 2024 total solar eclipse she watched, saying, "Totality, especially without clouds, is the most beautiful experience I have ever witnessed.
We have some great terms to take a look at together here, friends. First, we want to talk about that word, especially. This means more than usual or particularly.
I would especially like to make a sentence for this one. I like fruits, especially apples.
So what our eyewitness is saying here is that she feels like this is a very beautiful experience, especially when there aren't clouds in the sky.
Because of course clouds would cover up what you see. We have one more term here, and that is this term witnessed. She witnessed it.
Yeah, if you witness something, you just see something happen.
For example, we witnessed a beautiful sunset on our trip to the beach.
This word witnessed can be used in more serious situations as well. Sometimes we might say that person is a witness to the crime, and this is a little bit more of an official feeling.
Absolutely. All right, friends, we're not quite done, but now it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The poetic expression, stand in the shadow of. When I was a kid, my older brother was the star of every family gathering. He played guitar like a pro, told hilarious stories, and always won at board games. I used to follow him around, feeling small and quiet. Mostly, I felt like I was standing in the shadow of his talent, trying to find my own light. Stand in the shadow of has two main meanings. Literally, it means to be physically in a dark area created by something blocking light. Figuratively, it means to be less noticed, less successful, or less important compared to someone or something much greater, like living beside another's fame or reputation. For example, the young artist felt she always stood in the shadow of her famous teacher. Or, we stood in the shadow of the huge oak tree to stay cool during the picnic. Here are two more phrases with shadow. Cast a shadow over means to make something happy or good feel darker or less enjoyable because of worry or trouble. For example, the bad weather cast a shadow over our beach day plans. Out of the shadows means coming into view, attention, or success after being hidden or unknown. For example, after years of quiet practice, the singer stepped out of the shadows and became a star. I still remember standing in my brother's shadow at those family parties, but eventually I found my own spotlight, telling jokes and drawing silly cartoons. Shadows can feel heavy, but they can also help us see where our own light can shine brightest. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Standing in the shadow of the moon. A solar eclipse occurs when the moon moves between the sun and Earth, casting its shadow onto Earth. There are several types of solar eclipses, the most dramatic being the total solar eclipse, which happens when the umbra, the darkest part of the moon's shadow, covers part of Earth. During totality, the moon fully obscures the sun's disk, revealing its glowing corona, the sun's outer atmosphere. Although a total solar eclipse occurs somewhere on Earth about every 18 months, the likelihood of seeing one from a specific location is rare, since the moon's shadow covers only a small area. Totality lasts only a few minutes as the moon continues its orbit around Earth.
最后来看 likelihood 这个名词，意思是可能性或几率。譬如 ，Due to the high likelihood of rain tomorrow, PE will take place in the gym. 由于明天下雨的几率很高，体育课将改在体育馆内进行。相关的形容词是 likely， 意思是很有可能的或可能的。譬如 ，It is likely that Christine will arrive early because she always plans ahead to avoid being late. Christine 很可能会提早到达，因为她总是提前规划以避免迟到。再来看名词 likeness， 是指外表的相似性。譬如。The likeness between the two brothers was so strong that many people could not tell them apart at first glance. 这对兄弟长得很像，许多人乍看之下都分不清楚谁是谁。OK, 今天的 Language Lab 就到这里咯。I'll see you next time.
So in a total solar eclipse, the moon moves in front of the sun. But we want to know more than just the basics, friends.Let's talk about it some more.
We're now getting into the science of this in the next part of our lesson, friends. Let's read it together. A solar eclipse occurs when the moon moves between the sun and Earth, casting its shadow onto Earth.
You know, on a hot day, it is always nice to find some shadow under a tree.Well, this is that on a much bigger scale.
This is a huge shadow, friends. There are several types of solar eclipses, the most dramatic being the total solar eclipse. So we did discuss that earlier. The total solar eclipse is when the moon completely covers the sun. And our article says this is very dramatic.
Yeah, it's dramatic. If something is dramatic,We could describe it in a few different ways. It's very sudden, exciting, or noticeable.
There are a few different ways we could use dramatic in a sentence, friends. One way could be saying the change was very dramatic. You could also say that someone has a very dramatic personality. These types of people are usually very emotional and maybe talk quite loudly.
That is true.So, this solar eclipse is very dramatic. It happens when the umbra, the darkest part of the moon's shadow, covers part of the Earth.
Okay, so part of the Earth is being covered here. During totality, the moon fully obscures the sun's disk. Let's stop there for a moment because I see a word we should talk about. It's that word, obscures.
Okay, one thing obscures another thing. It hides, or makes that thing hard to see.
Sometimes on a cloudy night, clouds might obscure the moon. This means you can't see the moon very well, or you can't see it at all.
Yeah, that's when something is actually obscured from sight. We can also use that word to describe information. Someone might tell lies,to obscure the truth.
Yeah, they're trying to hide something, so they are obscuring the truth. All right, let's keep reading here, friends. During totality, the moon fully obscures the sun's disk, revealing its glowing corona, the sun's outer atmosphere.
Okay, now friends, you might have heard that word corona in many different contexts, from a beverage all the way to an illness.But really, it means crown. In the case of the sun, we're describing the furthest outside of the sun, which is giving off light.
And if you've seen any pictures of the sun or even drawings, you know the outside of the sun does resemble a crown.
Sure. So that corona is glowing and it's been revealed. If something is revealed, it's shown, even though it might have been hidden before.
Let's use that word revealing in a sentence. The report was very revealing.
Okay, so the glowing corona is revealed, and it shows the sun's outer atmosphere. Although a total solar eclipse occurs somewhere on Earth about every 18 months, the likelihood of seeing one from a specific location is rare.
Okay, very interesting. So we find out here that these solar eclipses are actually happening quite frequently, about once every 18 months. But as Garrett said before, it really depends on where you are in the world, if you can see them or not.
Right, you need to be in the path of that shadow. So the shadow covers only a small area. You kind of need to be lucky.
Yeah, you really do. We have one more sentence to read together, friends. Totality lasts only a few minutes as the moon continues its orbit around Earth. This is something else that I have heard about eclipses before, friends. They don't last very long. You have to be at a very specific place at a very specific time to be able to enjoy them.
Right. The Earth is always moving, and so you do need to be there during that window of time.
All right, friends. Well, we are going to talk more about eclipses in just a moment. Right now, it's time for us to go learn more with today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 as if 的用法，意思是仿佛，好像。来看课文这句 ,The warm, bright afternoon slowly darkens as if sunset were approaching. 其中 as if 所引导的子句是与现在事实相反的虚拟语气假设，所以无论主词是第几人称，该子句中的 be 动词都要使用过去式 were， 以表达跟现在事实相反。这种句型常出现在叙事或描述性的文章当中，用来营造画面感或气氛。来看例句。He talks about Paris as if he were a local, even though he has never been there. 他谈到巴黎的时候，仿佛自己是当地人一样，即使他从来没去过那里。
Well, friends, we are not done talking about eclipses and solar eclipses. We have more to learn in our lesson tomorrow. But before we finish our lesson today, I want to take a moment to review some of the things we learned and some of our new vocabulary words.
All right, let's look back at what we're actually talking about. We're talking about solar eclipse. A solar eclipse is when the moon covers over the sun, creating a shadow on Earth and obscuring much of its light.
When this happens, several different things occur. Birds might begin flying in abnormal patterns, and it suddenly gets dark, even though it's the middle of the day. You might even be able to see stars.
Right. And we heard from a certain high school student in our article today that it's one of the most amazing things they've seen.
Especially when there are no clouds obscuring the moon.
Absolutely. So friends, if you would like to see one of these, you might have to get lucky. They happen once every 18 months somewhere in the world, but maybe not where you are. But even saying that, it doesn't mean you can't plan ahead for it.
I know that there are quite a few people who try to travel to the place that a solar eclipse is happening. If it's just a short drive away, it could be worth going to a location where you could enjoy it, even though it only lasts for a few minutes.
Right, and others will travel very far away just to see this phenomenon. Now friends, in tomorrow's lesson, we'll talk about some upcoming eclipses and what are the best places to see them.
I'm certainly looking forward to that, and we hope you will come back and join us. That's all the time we have for right now. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.